It's Ram Power Days at Moran Blue Water CDJR, where they're offering huge savings and great lease deals on the new 2024 Model Ram 1500 Crew Cabs. Stop into Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or visit them at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
All right, 9:40 on this Monday morning. We talked last week about the energy plan that was passed by the state legislature and sent on to Governor Whitmer to be signed into law. Republicans, including Andrew Beeler, our state rep from Port Huron, crying foul over this. Joining us right now to talk more about these energy bills is the former Speaker of the House of Representatives in Lansing and now policy advisor with the West Michigan Policy Forum, Jace Bolger. Jace, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. This has made national news, being described as one of the most aggressive state-level clean energy targets in the nation. Your thoughts on this legislation that passed late last week?
Well, it certainly is aggressive. Aggressive isn't always good, though. My biggest concern is these things don't happen on their own. They happen with the greater context, the greater environment, indeed, about what's going on across the country and in fact, across the world. And so while we all want a cleaner, you know, actual environment, our water, our air, to do things like this that are as aggressive as this, as over the top as this, makes Michigan an outlier. What that means is that we're going to lose jobs. What that means is that this manufacturing is going to go to other places that don't have the kind of concern, and especially if those manufacturing jobs are pushed to China. And so we're going to end up actually with a less clean environment, and we're going to have fewer jobs in Michigan as a result.
Democrats say that these bills are going to reduce energy costs for disadvantaged communities in the state by expanding reliance on low-cost renewable energy, capturing federal incentives from the Inflation Reduction Act. Republicans, on the other hand, say it's quite the opposite. It's actually going to cost Michigan.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to claim that it's going to lower costs, because this is going to require massive investments. And just the way that our utility bills work is that the investments that the utility companies put in place is paid for by the ratepayers. And so you've got a lot of different concerns over reliability. Certainly with the winds not blowing, the sun is not shining, are we going to have the power to turn on our lights to heat or cool our homes or our businesses? But ratepayers ultimately are citizens. At a time that they're struggling with grocery bills, at a time that interest rates have meant their mortgage payments or rent payments are going up, you're seeing that these utility bills are going to go up, and it's going to pinch our citizens at a time that they can't afford it.
DTE and Consumers Energy likely to bear the brunt of this, right?
Well, they'll pay the upfront cost, the capital cost, but that gets baked into the utility bills. That gets baked into our rate. So they're guaranteed a return when they go to the Public Service Commission, and the Public Service Commission will make sure that they get paid for their investment. And that money comes from our ratepayers, our utility payers, our men and women who are working hard every day trying to put groceries on the table, pay their mortgage and cars, and now they're going to have higher electric bills for it. So that is a very real concern, and something that that they can't afford to have at this point. And again, if you back up, and it's all with dubious question or dubious results on whether it'll actually impact the climate the way that they're claiming. Because if the result is there's fewer jobs, fewer careers for Michigan workers, it's because that's being done in other places that are polluting more.
We know why this passed easily, because the Democrats control the legislature. We have a Democratic governor, and so it passed in the House and the Senate. It goes on to the governor's desk for her signature. She's likely to sign it into law. What do you think the next steps are going to be? Obviously, the utilities are going to fight this hard. Do you think that there will be legal action taken to keep this legislation from taking hold?
Well, certainly we would hope that the governor will veto it, but we don't expect that the governor will veto it. She's called for this. And so the real fear is Michigan ratepayers, Michigan citizens are going to suffer for this, because I don't see, there were some off-ramps built into the legislation that if they can't achieve these goals, that they wouldn't have to abide by them. But I don't think those are likely to save us. I think there's actually the thing we haven't even talked about yet is the siting for the wind projects and solar projects that are going to be needed to do this. And local communities won't even have a say over that anymore. So I think what's going to happen is you're going to see local communities surprised, the citizens surprised, when they can't have a say or ultimately control whether windmills go to block their view of their lake, whether these solar panels take over farmland or open land within their community, green space in their community. Because you could actually bulldoze the entire city of Detroit, the entire city of Grand Rapids, and the entire city of Traverse City, and still not have half the land area you need, according to what the Public Service Commission says, in order to put enough solar panels and windmills to do what these bills say they need to do.
That's one of the biggest concerns, I think, in this legislation, is that removal of local control, because that's a real slippery slope. I mean, you tell municipalities and township supervisors they don't have any say over this stuff when it comes to alternative energy. What's next? I mean, it is kind of a slippery slope, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And I think local communities should have the ability to say whether they want, windmills off their shore, whether they want their farmland or their green space within their community taken up by solar panels. But they're not going to have that say because the really approach that's coming out of Lansing right now is very much they know better, that we're just supposed to sit down, pay more, have less reliability, and not have a say about what happens in our community.
As you, I'm sure, know, as you've been watching what's going on in Lansing, things are going to be a little different next year because you are not going to have a Democrat majority anymore. It'll be a tie, at least for a while. That's likely to create some political changes in Lansing, isn't it?
Well, it should. And in fact, energy legislation has never been partisan up until now. It has been something that's been worked on in a bipartisan manner to try to achieve the best possible outcome. And so, yes, going into next year, at least probably until about May, there will be a tie in the state house, 54 Republicans, 54 Democrats. So by its very definition, you're going to need a bipartisan agreement to make anything happen during that time. What is a concern is that there's a lot of talk in Lansing about just not doing much in the first 6 months, the first 5 months, instead of saying that they're going to do what they can in a bipartisan way. They're going to look for broader supported solutions. There's just talk of not doing much. In fact, to that end, the legislature quit on the Michigan workers through the end of the year. Normally, they stay in session through the end of the year, a few more weeks of session around Thanksgiving and Christmas are kind of between them, and they're not doing that this year. Instead, they packed up and went home because they apparently think if it's not partisan, it's not worth it. And so that's a shame. They really, it was over the presidential primary, but Michigan workers don't quit, so our politicians shouldn't quit either.
Strange times indeed. Jace, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Paul, great to be with you and your listeners. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Jace Bolger, former Speaker of the House in Lansing, now with the West Michigan Policy Forum. And, yeah, I think there is going to be a lot of backlash about that that energy legislation that passed last week. We'll see. But it's not going to be this year, really, at least not legislatively, as the legislature is closed for business. Officially as of tomorrow, 9:48 our time. Let's take a look at weather right now.